three questions, Robin.
Okay.
Robin, we must have met in the early 90s when I had a Mac Classic on my desk.
Yes.
And you were so deeply involved with IT and music education. So the notion of stacks and lots of other things that just were so foreign to me, and I thought, but I wonder if that'll fit on my Mac Classic. And they did. So
yes,
you opened up a whole range of opportunities for music educators then. What, over your trajectory, what's been the highlights for you? Highlight.
Look, I guess one of the highlights certainly was working in that area of ICT and its application to music teaching and learning. I was very fortunate to have two overseas experiences of a year. One was at the University of Illinois and the University of Michigan, where I looked at a system called Plato, which is programmed logic for automatic teaching operations. There's always got to be an acronym. And it was really one of the precursors to the internet. There was email, touch-sensitive screens, music notation, music production, and so on. It was a mainframe system, which meant that it had to be connected in to the University of Illinois and other universities in the US. I had the opportunity to bring some of that knowledge that I acquired at those universities here to Australia. But of course, being a mainframe system, once microcomputers came in, that all went out the window. And I had a period at the University of Reading, again, another 12-month stint, and became very much involved in development of software and came back to Australia and was engaged quite a lot, as you said, David, in the idea of teacher professional development. And that was basically during the 1980s and 1990s. The other thing that has really captured my imagination, and Helen talked about being passionate about something, has been the history side, research in the history of music education. I started off doing later in my career, I undertook a Bachelor of Education postgraduate degree at Melbourne, and we were given the opportunity to do a small piece of research. And that led me to doing a PhD, looking at the history of music in Victoria and New South Wales from 1848 through to 1920, which in many ways was the golden era. We had specialist teachers to begin with, and interestingly, as an issue, a recurring issue, we had the oscillation between specialists, generalists. And this has really been an ongoing issue. Nevertheless, I think 19th century was a golden age for music education in this state. I think the title, and when Helen talked about passion, the title for the chapter that I wrote for your first doctoral journey book was Inspired by the Past, Driven by the Passion. And it really is a passionate thing that many historians have. So that's been the major focus, I guess, of my research work. I've, as I think it was stated, had a great interest in tonic solfège, including not only the historical side, but also contemporary. Interestingly, we have tonic solfège still being used in South Africa, Fiji, and interestingly, in the Indian state of Mizoram, which is in the northeast of the country, right up the top, where there's a vibrant musical culture, which is maintained by tonic solfège, which I find quite intriguing. How something from the 19th century continues to survive. Of course, it does so as well through the Kodai method these days.
Robin, we work together on the Australian Journal of Music Education.
We did.
You as a research editor, and you continually working with the Bibliography of Australian Music Education Research, BAMER.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, yes.
And it was absolutely groundbreaking in what it was assembling. It was the masters and PhDs in research degrees.
Yes.
In
high degrees by research.
High degrees.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that work was being done in the 90s and noughts, and suddenly we then have databases that download
That's
into
right.
it, but you're actually giving us a facility to find out what was out there. And I think that for me, that's a great accomplishment.
Oh.
You managed to keep going. I don't know how you did it, but it was a really great
yes.
asset. What's your bumper sticker?
I guess the bumper sticker I'd be putting out there is collegial support, both given and received. I just think it's so important in an organisation like ASME, and in fact all professional associations in music education, that we give each other collegial support. I think that's the foundation for ensuring that we all move forward together.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.